The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
She lost the handle and stripped away in there on Harley Brown. Gibbon will push the ball at the fourth cutback. Gets it up top into the hands of Stahl. Stahl comes to the left-hand corner. The jumper is on the right hand end for Melissa Baker.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Gibbon as the Buffaloes welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Siskowski, high post, good bounce pass to Bauer underneath. The ball lays it up and in for his second bucket.
Ravenna has dominated the rivalry in recent years, but Gibbon may not be the underdog tonight. It's the Blue Jays and Buffaloes coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Gibbon High School, a Lou Platt Conference basketball doubleheader here on ESPN 1460. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball, as it will be the Buffaloes playing host to the Ravenna Blue Jays in what is always an interesting matchup when these two teams get together. And fortunes have kind of changed a little bit. I think Gibbon and Ravenna on the girls' side are going to be very, very competitive, very evenly matched in this game. They will not probably be that team in the Lou Platt Conference that everybody is aiming for this season, but they are in great position to kind of be in that very next level and make a little hay in the Lou Platt Conference, get a good seating for the tournament, and of course you just want to play every game because, well, you want to play hard because they are keeping score at the end of the game. And both these two teams really have a great opportunity to have good, solid winning records this year, really on both the boys and the girls' side. On the boys' side, the Buffaloes come in with a perfect 2-0 record on the year. Ravenna is 1-2 as they suffered a 30-point loss at home to Kearney Catholic just 2 days ago. But again, they've won solidly over Broken Bow to start the season. And so Ravenna, yeah, we kind of think they'll be well coached. We know they'll be well coached, and we think that they'll be improving throughout the course of the year. And you can't ask more of Gibbon than what they've already been able to deliver, a perfect 2-0 record on the year so far on the boys' side. Girls' side, both these two teams have been solid. Ravenna 3-1 on the year, and Gibbon 2-1 on the campaign here in the early stages. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your new leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for these two teams right after this timeout.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Back here. As the Buffaloes are being introduced here on their home court, let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Lady Jays of Ravenna. They come in with a record of 3-1. Their lineup looks like this. Haley Lockhorn is a 5'3 junior. Kaylin Basnett, 5'3, also a junior. Sienna Long is 5'7, also a junior. And Amy Johnson, a 5'10 junior. We'll start with Sid Kuchera, who's 5'9 and a sophomore. Only one senior on the entire roster here. for the Ravenna Lady Jays and first-year head coach Noah Malsby. For the Buffaloes, they're 2-1 on the year. Their starters are Hannah Cutterback. She's 5'9 and a junior. Harley Brown, a 5'7 junior. Melissa Baker, 5'3 and a senior. Micah Stahl is a 5'7 and a senior. And Kate Baker, a 5'3 senior for head coach Scott Rasmussen. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Ravenna will be in their road black uniforms with the dark blue numbers and letters on them, and then a little bit of white outline on the numbers and letters. Gibbon will be in their home white uniforms, a little bit of the shadow from the numbers in silver, but they'll be in the home white with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. The opening tip is controlled here by Ravenna, so first possession goes to the visitors, and Gibbon will drop back into a zone defense here. The kick left side with the basketball is going to be Johnson. Johnson works it back around the perimeter here to Baznett, and we got a three-second violation that goes against Ravenna. So first turnover of the game here for Ravenna, a bit of an unforced error here. Gibbon's going to inbound it and face some full-court pressure. They get it into Baker, and on the bounce here is going to be Delaney Barrett, and she fell down just a little bit. Check that, rather. It was Brown that fell down. And just across the timeline with it is Micah Stahl. Stahl kicks it up ahead here for Baker. Baker on the baseline, maybe going a little bit too fast, but they're going to call a push. Whistle against Ravenna here. So Sienna Long whistle for her first foul, first team foul against Ravenna. On the inbounds, they'll toss it in for Cutterback. Cutterback for Brown, and will dribble around the perimeter. 2-3 zone right now for Ravenna. And on the bounce on the right side is going to be Baker. Baker gives it to Harley Brown to the left side for Baker. Baker lost it momentarily, but gives it to Cutterback, top of the circle. They're all cycling through. Ball top of the key now. Here's a three by Baker. The three is no good, and great hustle by Baker to get the offensive rebound, but a pass on the inside is a turnover, and then Ravenna turns the ball right back over as it was caught on the inside, and just not quite getting her feet set when she ran into one of her own teammates was Sienna Long, so she turned the ball right back over. So we swapped turnovers, and we'll inbound to Baker. Baker, she walked with it as she was shot out there defensively by the Ravenna defense. Call initially made by Noah Malsby, the new head coach for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Pass up ahead to Lockhorn. Lockhorn has the ball knocked out of bounds by Baker. And it will be last touched by Baker. So Ravenna will inbound on the far sideline. Amy Johnson to toss it in. And they'll get it off on the left side here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn, left side for Johnson. Johnson's going to help pass it around the perimeter here. And again, Ravenna a little smaller than they've been in years past. And Lockhorn, a little extra step. She's got her third turnover of the game. So a minute 20 to go, minute 20 gone in the game so far. And Ravenna has turned the ball over three times, Gibbon twice. So five turnovers in a minute 20 between the two teams. Brown facing man-to-man pressure. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Great pressure by Baznett, and it forces another Gibbon turnover. Pass up ahead here for Baznett. Baznett's long pass is knocked out of bounds by Melissa Baker. No pressure being put on Baznett. She'll get it in the corner here for Amy Johnson. Johnson back around here for Lockhorn. Little penetration in the zone. Now they'll penetrate, they'll swing it around. Back out to Lockhorn. She's open for three. High arching shot, no good. Offensive rebound, and then a foul. The rebound is ripped down there by Sydney Kuchera. So Kuchera pulled down the rebound and was fouled immediately. Probably not a bad foul there, because had that foul not been done by Hannah Cutterback, it would have been essentially a layup. So Baznett will inbound it, and just inside the three-point arc, top of the key, Johnson's jumper no good. Offensive rebound and kicked right back out. Kuchera got the rebound, and now left side, Baznett's got it. She looks inside in face of that zone, and she'll work it back around here. Top of the key, she's used up her dribble. She'll give it for Long. Long, bounce pass on the right side for Lockhorn. Lockhorn helps work it back around the perimeter. And they'll skip it down on the baseline for Lockhorn again. Back around the perimeter we go. Top of the key with it is Baznett. Baznett will dribble left side. 5:28 to go, first quarter. And there was an extra step over there when she picked up the basketball. Baznett whistle for the turnover, the fourth of the game here on Ravenna. Go defense! So both teams now trying to find their sea legs a little bit, and both teams pressuring the ball. Harley Brown's got it right now, and she's being pressured by Baznett, and she brings it across the timeline. Worked her way through a double team. She'll kick now left corner, and a long jumper by Baker, no good. Rebound by Ravenna. On the run here is going to be Baznett, and Baznett lost the handle, trying to dribble maybe a little bit too fast thanks to the pressure being put on by Gibbon. And that's now five turnovers on Ravenna compared to three against the Buffaloes. So Gibbon will bring it in, and Stahl will pass it out to Brown. 10-second count going on, and Brown brings it across the timeline and has a high pick. We'll kick it off right side here for Baker. Baker hands back out for Stahl. Stahl penetration, now left side for Baker. She's got it between the circles. Little backdoor cut. They get it to cut it back at the free throw line, and she lost her footing, and that'll be a turnover here on Gibbon. For the Jays, checking in is going to be Anna Ripp. First substitution of the game for either team as Sienna Long will come out here for the Jays. Ravenna to inbound, and they're able to get it in the hands of Baznett. Baznett up ahead to Lockhorn. They've got a 3-on-2, and they'll pass it back out. It was knocked down, and Baznett's able to pick it up. Kick it right side here for Ripp. Ripp checked in just a moment ago, and she'll get it top of the circle with the bounce pass to Baznett. Baznett looking over the top of what looks to be a 3-2 zone, and a backdoor cut. Nice pass inside. Shot off glass. Good for Amy Johnson. And just that nice little backdoor cut set him up by flashing to the outside and cutting back to the inside to get the pass and laid off the glass all in one motion. And it's 2-0 in favor of Ravenna. First bucket of the ball game. And a little weave, bad pass, and it's going to be intercepted by Baznett. And Baznett's going to be fouled in transition by Gibbon. That's Melissa Baker who commits the foul. And that's now two fouls whistled against Gibbon as a team. First personal foul on Baker. Sarah Ripp going to check in here for Ravenna as well. So he checks in, and they'll get it to Anna. Anna Ripp on the bounce. 1-3-1 defense right now for Gibbon. They flatten it out a little bit. Looks like a 3-2 for a while. Johnson's got it on the baseline, gets it down low, and she walked with it. Sydney Kuchera took a little extra step trying to post up, and that'll be another turnover here on Ravenna. 3:46 to go, quarter number one, 2-0 Ravenna. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden. Baker on the baseline, kicks it out to the elbow. 15-foot jumper by Michaela Walker is off the mark. Rebounded out by Ravenna. Long outlet pass goes out to Ripp. Ripp tries to throw it down low, and we're going to have a turnover. No, it's going to be a foul. They haven't given an indication if they're going to call it a foul or just went out of bounds. So Coach Rasmussen did not think that it was a foul. But they are going to call the foul here on Melissa Baker. And one reason why Coach Rasmussen was protesting a little bit here is because that's a second foul on Baker. And they're going to say that Ripp was in the act of shooting. So Anna Ripp will go to the line and will shoot two, and the first one is no good. Score remains Ravenna 2, Gibbon nothing, with 3:25 to go. Second free throw by Anna Ripp is on the way, and it is good. In for Gibbon is going to be Harley Brown. And I think she'll be coming in for Baker, and yes, she will. So Hannah cut it back to inbound, and she can run the baseline if she wants. And they're going to say that was a three-shot foul. That's right, she was behind the arc. Now, from my vantage point, I thought that was a pass when the foul took place, but they're going to say she was in the act of shooting, so here's the third free throw, and it is up and good here for Ripp. So she hits two out of the three free throws, and it's now 4-0 Ravenna. Faith Tracy checked in. It was Baker that checked in, and Baker is going to be fouled by Haley Lockhorn. That'll be her first, second as a team here on Ravenna. So toss in is going to be Brown. And Brown will get it out here for Baker, and Baker carried it. So that'll be a turnover, and Ravenna will send Kalen Basnett back in the battle. They get it in for Basnett. Basnett facing that pressure. They kind of go almost man-to-man, and then they'll slip into that zone. They'll get it out for Basnett. Basnett on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Amy Johnson was open momentarily. They work it back around. Sarah Ripp thought about a three, but they'll work it around the perimeter. There's Basnett. She'll pull the trigger on a three. It's in and out, no good. Nothing but black jerseys there. Sarah Ripp comes up with a rebound, and then she's held. And Harley Brown is going to be whistled for the foul. That's now four as a team on Gibbon. So we're getting close to being on pace to shooting free throws by the end of the first quarter here. Basnett to inbound it here for Ravenna underneath their own basket. Not a lot of motion going on, and they get it to Sienna Long. Long will work it back around the perimeter. Now a little ball fake here by Ripp. She'll get it off right side for Long. Jumper's no good. And Cutterback pulls down the rebound here for the Lady Buffaloes. And Brown has the ball knocked down, and then they're going to tie it up. It was knocked down, was loose, and actually a pretty good play there by Micah Stahl. If Stahl doesn't work her way around one of the Ravenna players and tie up that basketball, it was going to be a layup for Ravenna after the steal nearly made there. So alternating possessions. Gibbon will maintain the basketball, and Michaela Walker checking in here for Gibbon, and they're going to throw in the backcourt, but it was tipped. So bringing in the offensive zone here is going to be Baker. Baker gives it out here for Stahl, and Stahl hits a long deuce. So first points of the ball game here for the Buffaloes. Makes it 4-2 with 2:05 to go here in quarter number one. And we've got an injury away from the ball. They're going to stop, and laying down and holding her right knee is Micah Stahl. And she is over in the lane, and there wasn't anybody by her. In fact, the ball wasn't even across midcourt. And they're working on her right knee. And she is very gingerly hobbling off as she's not able to put any weight on that knee. And now she's putting a little bit more on. She's putting a little bit more weight on as we go. So hopefully that's just a cramp or something there. But it certainly probably was a non-contact injury. I didn't see any Ravenna players over there at all. Maybe she ran into a teammate because one of her teammates was there. So I don't think it's a real serious injury. At least that's my hope. Ravenna is going to inbound it. They toss it in here for Basnett. They give it off left side for Long. And Long will give it out here for Basnett. Basnett throws left side for Amy Johnson. Johnson helps work it back around the perimeter. Top of the keys, Basnett. Bounce pass through the lane. Nice pass, but the shot's a little bit too strong for Amy Johnson. And then we have a foul. As Johnson was hit on the arm, she's going to shoot two. And that's going to be on Hannah Cutterback. And walking in that hallway on that far side and then coming back is Sydney Kuchera. Excuse me, not Sydney Kuchera, but Micah Stahl, rather. And Stahl still walking around, but she's walking a whole lot better right now. I don't think that's going to be a serious injury. The free throw is up and good for Amy Johnson. Injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back in the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. Second free throw missed, and we're going to have a push. Whistled on Ravenna on the rebound, and that'll be on Rip. And a Rip, that'll be her fourth, and we got a timeout here for Gibbon. Buffaloes call timeout. They trail it 5-2 with a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one. We're back right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
So the Buffs use one of their timeouts here, trailing at 2-5, or 5-2, depending on how you want to look at it, with a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one. The Buffaloes will face a little bit of pressure And Brown will inbound it, and it was last touched by one of the Jays and out of bounds. So now we'll have to go from the baseline now to the corner sideline, one of the toughest places to inbound it. And Brown to toss it in, and she's able to get it in the hands of Micah Stahl, who did check in. Stahl works off of a little screen as she brings it across the timeline. She takes the left side. Now she'll skip pass it over for Kate Baker. Baker will now give it between the circles here for Walker. Now on the right elbow, Stahl, she takes it in the lane. Shot no good, but it was blocked by Rip. Loose ball picked up finally by the Jays, and then we got a walk. Trying to step through there and make a nice little snap pass after coming up with a loose ball with Sydney Kuchera, but Kuchera couldn't pull the trigger on the pass because the defender walked into the passing lane. She ate the basketball, but she took an extra step. So that'll be a turnover here on Ravenna, forced by the Gibbon defense, and Gibbon will inbound underneath their own basket. And they lob it for Nisha Altman, who checks in, and the jumper is up and good. And Altman got the inbounds and just handed it off to Baker, and Baker hits a nice little 15-foot jumper. So Lockhorn will bring in the offensive zone here for Ravenna. And pass on the right side, going to be knocked down by Walker, and the ball's bouncing around, and it is going to be a given basketball. Last touch by Sienna Long. Baznett checking back in with 53.5 to go here in quarter number one. On the bounce here, Harley Brown. Harley Brown splits the double team and then double dribbled with it. Lost it, tried to get the handle back, and by the time she got that done, that'll be another Gibbon turnover. Unofficially, I have seven turnovers apiece for both Gibbon and Ravenna as we played about 7 minutes of basketball. Pass on the left side, Lockhorn. Lockhorn lobs it on the baseline here for Kuchera. Kuchera shot, no good. And Kuchera, great hustle. She's able to come up with a basketball. Passes it back out here for Amy Johnson. Johnson gives it out. Now on the drive here is Baznett. Baznett in the lane. She walked with it, but she was blocked first. Yeah, she was knocked off of where she was trying to go. And that is going to be on Harley Brown. That is going to be her second. So Cutterback has two, Brown has two, and Baker all have two fouls here. And those are all the fouls for Gibbon in the basketball game. They're not spread out very well. Three starters with two fouls each. Lockhorn gets the inbounds. We'll give it to Baznett on the right side, and Baznett hits a three. Nice little set play off the inbounds. The inbounder got the ball back after the person she threw it into cleared out a little bit of space. Harley Brown throws it down low. Nisha Altman makes the catch, and then the shot. That makes it 8-6. 2 seconds left. Shot at the buzzer from midcourt. In and out off the glass, and then no good. Seelan Baznett banked it, and it just about answered the bell. So one quarter's in the books. Ravenna with an 8-6 lead. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Ravenna has possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. They quickly work it down low into the hands of Baznett. Baznett's shot is no good. Rebound tip into the hands of Amy Johnson. And we're going to have another turnover here on Ravenna. Johnson going to be called for the walk there in the face of some pretty good pressure. And that's really been kind of the story of the game for both these two teams. Ravenna now with 8 turnovers, Gibbon with 7. Whoever cleans that up is probably going to be the team that wins this basketball game. In the offensive zone, Baker has it. Bounce pass to Stahl, back to Baker. You know, they're going to reset the offense. They tried a little give and go. It didn't work. Now they're going to try it again. Cutterback, is it? The cutter in the left hand, the layup, no good. in underneath for Baker. That was a well-designed play, and it just didn't work. Sienna Long comes up with the basketball. She's got it for Ravenna. Gives it to Lockhorn. Lockhorn kicks on the right side. Open for the jumper is Johnson. Johnson's three is no good. Offensive rebound, Kuchera, and Kuchera will take it off the glass. Has her first 2 points of the ball game, but five rebounds. So it's now 10-6. Ravenna with the lead. Top of the key, pass now right side for Baker. Baker's going to penetrate all the way down the baseline. She shut off. Now she'll back up. Her defender falls down, and she finds an open area from about 12 feet, and she hits the little jumper. That makes it now 10-8. And in trouble is Long. Long had the ball knocked loose, but she's able to track it down. She'll give it to Baznett. Baznett kicks it left side for Johnson. Johnson hit that long jumper a moment ago. Helps work it back around the perimeter. Now penetrating is Baznett. And Baznett trying to force the rebound. Couldn't come down with it. It was rebounded by Baker, and then Baker was fouled. Long reached over there, reached around, and she's whistled for her first personal foul. Check that. That's her second personal foul. So Gibbon inbounds. Brown dribbles through some pressure. Bounce passes it to Baker. Baker now gives it off on the right side for Kate Baker. And back around the perimeter we go. Brown's got it. She'll fire a long deuce. No good. Long rebound by Melissa Baker. And she's able to get it out for Harley Brown. Brown gave it away. Now gets it back. And they throw it trying to hook up with Cutterback. It goes through Cutterback's hands. And that'll be eight turnovers now on Gibbon. Quickly, Jays pass it. Long cross-court pass. And knocking it out of bounds is Kate Baker. Last touch by the Buffaloes. Ravenna will inbound in the corner along the baseline. And Gibbon going to make a substitution here. Michaela Walker comes in. And Kate Baker going to take a little breather here. Baznett throws it in the underneath the basket for Kuchera. Kuchera dribbles out. She was underneath the glass. Drove to an open area. Her shot's no good. Brown pulls down the rebound. She gets it up ahead for Cutterback. Cutterback now for Stahl. Gibbon will give and go. Lob pass. It's stolen away by Kuchera. Kuchera, nice outlet pass, and the Jays are on the run. Honor Rip has it, tries to throw it down low. Shot up by Amy Johnson, no good, but Johnson hit on the arm. She's going to shoot a couple here. So for Brown, that's five. Hannah Cutterback has two. Melissa Baker has two. So three starters for Gibbon in a little bit of foul trouble here. That's now 17 fouls on the Lady Buffs. And the free throw is back of the heel. No good for Johnson, who's now one out of three from the free throw line. Coming up at halftime, hopefully we'll be able to connect with Paul Reinertsen, the head boys basketball coach here at Gibbon. The free throw up and perfect for Amy Johnson. And checking back in here is going to be Sienna Long. 5:28 to go, quarter number two. It's 11-8. Ravenna with the lead. They have led throughout the ballgame. They've led by as many as four. Baker on the bounce. Takes it off on that right side. A little pressure being put on, but Walker's got it on the sideline. Tries to lob it in the lane. Does. Cut it back. Couldn't make the catch. And they're going to tie it up. And they're going to say that Ravenna got the timeout. So Ravenna got the timeout. The coach was asking for it. The question is whether or not he had possession of the ball, but they're going to say that they did before it got tied up. So we got a timeout here for Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands throughout the area. And again, timeout brought to you by Little Caesars. 11-8. Quick 30-second timeout here for Ravenna. And this is just a maintain-the-possession kind of deal here with 5:12 to go in quarter number three and an 8-11 lead for Ravenna. And I think it is safe to say that Kate Baker is not feeling very well. I think she might have a little touch of the flu from our indications. And she just told the coach, hey, I feel better. So they might just check her out just a little bit. She was a little sick to her stomach. I think that's the nice way of saying that. And with 5:12 to go, we have a little stoppage for cleaning up some material off the court that you don't want on a court. So might have a little stomach flu going on. Actually, her color's pretty good. She's been playing pretty hard, and she did tell her coach that she's feeling okay and she's ready to play. So I think Baker's going to tough it out, but she's out of the game at the moment. After the timeout, Ravenna will inbound it. Haley Lockhorn will bring it into the offensive zone, and she'll pass it off on the right side here for Sarah Ripp. Ripp gives it on the baseline here for Anna Ripp. Her pass goes down low for Kuchera, and Kuchera muscles up a shot. It does not fall, but she's going to go line and shoot two. She got a little ball fake, tried to create a little bit of space, and then went up strong. And she was hit on the arm there by Nisha Altman, and that's going to be the first on Altman. But a couple of shots coming up here for Kuchera, who has 2 points in the ball game. This is their first trip to the line, and it's a little bit short, so score remains 11-8, Ravenna with the lead with 5 minutes to go. And checking back in was Kate Baker. And Baker going to tough it out after losing her lunch. That's the polite way of saying that, I think. Shot is up. No good on the free throw. Sydney Kuchera snags the – check that, rather. It was Baker that pulled down the rebound for Gibbon. And so she comes back in, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. She gave it away momentarily. Gets at the elbow for Stahl. Back out here for Baker. Baker, 15-foot jumper, no good. Long rebound still being fought for, and Lockhorn comes up with it for Ravenna. She'll pass it up right side for Anna Ripp. Ripp gets in the corner, driving the baseline is long. She's shut off, so bounce pass back out here for Ripp. Ripp back out right wing. Here's Long for three in the corner, and she hits the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Sienna Long. Basnett hit a long-distance jumper earlier in the ball game, and it is a six-point lead here for Ravenna, their largest lead of the game. Baker in the offensive zone. They're double-teaming her. Great pressure coming on. Bounce pass out here for Walker, and Walker is going to be held. So the foul is going to be on Sarah Ripp of Ravenna. That is going to be her first. It's now five as a team against Ravenna. Gibbon has been whistled for eight. And the Buffs inbound it. They get it in for Kate Baker. Baker to Melissa Baker. And Melissa will give it off right side here for Kate. Kate gets it at the elbow for Cutterback. Cutterback kicks it right back out for Baker. And Melissa Baker hits a nice little jumper. So it's now 14-10. Quickly on the run is Basnett. She dribbles all the way through, kicks it out. There's Basnett facing the basket. Can't get the shot to fall. Offensive rebound by Amy Johnson. Ball's on the ground. Coming up with a rebound is Anna Ripp. And somehow on her back was able to pass it out for Basnett. Basnett will kick it off here right side for Ripp. And now Anna Ripp's going to set up the offense. Between circles, Basnett has it. Little 1-3-1 zone for Gibbon. Pass right wing. Ripp's got it. She shot off in the baseline there by Walker. And at the elbow, here comes Johnson. Johnson gives it off left side for Basnett. Basnett waiting for traffic to clear. She's well defended. 5 second count going on. Just beats it with a bounce pass to Basnett, who drives, and the shot is no good. But she was hit on the arm, and she's going to shoot two. You know, a couple of different times there, Gibbon closely defended. Got close to having that 5 second call. And the foul, by the way, on Cutterback, her third. And so Gibbon with some foul issues here in the first half with 3:02 to go. Free throw is up and good here for Basnett. So Nisha Altman going to check in here for the Lady Buffaloes. Listening to high school basketball here on KXPN 1460, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon, and also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com and FlatRiverPreps.com. Second free throw was up and good for Basnett, so she's got 5 points in the game and the lead back out to six. And again, Ravenna is going to try to put full court pressure defense on. Stahl brings it across the timeline. She'll get it out there for Baker. Baker on the right elbow for Altman. Altman's pass on the inside is going to be turned over. Great defensive play there by Sarah Rip. And now they'll kick it back out here for Baznett. And check that. That's Sienna Long. And Long drains the three. So number three with the three-pointer, giving Ravenna their largest. No, they're going to say that was a deuce. And it is a 10-8 lead. Walker's got it. Long pass right side to Kate Baker. Baker 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded out there by Baznett. Baznett, nice bounce pass in the run to Sarah Rip, and Rip's going to lay it up and in. Great pass by Baznett to Rip. Rip lays it up and in, and it's now 20-10. Ravenna with the 10-point lead with 2:14 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Gibbon. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. Still call it the new gym. It's been in use for, I think this is the third or fourth year, but a nice facility here. And Ravenna, noticed this last week, the lights that they've had on for a couple of years, it's an improvement to their gym as well. Some nice facilities throughout the Luplac Conference these days. And right now, Gibbon trying to pick up things a little bit here offensively, trying to clean things up a little bit, because Ravenna has turned the ball over 8 times, but Gibbon unofficially had them with 11 turnovers in the game, and some of those have turned into layups on the other end, just like moments ago. And right now Gibbon down by 10, and they'll inbound it here for Kate Baker. So Scott Rasmussen has to talk about how to handle things a little bit better, and a bad bounce pass, and it's going to be stolen away by Sarah Rip, and then Rip is tripped up. So Rip comes up with another Gibbon turnover. She was fouled on her way to the basket. Trying to make the bounce pass for Michaela Walker. Walker couldn't come up with that bad bounce pass and then committed the foul. But if she doesn't, it's a layup. Rip now is going to shoot twice. The first one's good. That now makes it 21-10. 11-point lead here for the Lady Jays. Second free throw up, short. Rebounded by Gibbon. That's Altman comes up with the rebound, and she'll pass the ball up ahead. On the run now is going to be Melissa Baker. Baker in the offensive zone. We'll just hand it off on the weave here for Kate Baker. Kate, again, for Michaela Walker. They're just doing the weave right now. Baker's got it. Gives it off on the left side. Baker with a catch, a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, and the putback is good for Nisha Altman. So Altman with the offensive rebound and the bucket. On the inbounds pass, Ravenna's going to throw it away. They can't get it inbounds. Amy Johnson trying to connect with Baznett. She led Baznett a little bit too far. And Ravenna is going to turn the ball over. So Gibbon, after scoring, gets the ball underneath their own basket here. And they'll toss it in. Micah Stahl is able to lob it in here from Michaela Walker. Walker picks it up near midcourt. Long pass over for Nisha Altman. Altman works it back around. Now they get it out for Stahl, and Stahl hits a three. A quick 5-0 run here for Gibbon has cut the lead down to 6. So just like that, Gibbon finds an answer. Haley Lockhorn being double-teamed gets it to Baznett. Baznett will kick it off left corner here for Amy Johnson. Johnson thinking about shooting over the top of that zone. Still could use her dribble if she wanted it, and she'll kick it top of the circle here for Baznett. Baznett, pass through the lane, took an extra step. Yep. She was trying to step through there, make a bounce pass through the lane. She did, but she kind of had to extend herself a little bit too far, and she ended up dragging her pivot foot. Less than a minute to go here before halftime, 21-15. Ravenna with the lead, Gibbon with the basketball. Baker in the offensive zone. Bounce pass left side. Open for the jumper here is Altman. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Dribbling out of there with it is going to be Baker. They're going to reset the offense. Top of the circle, Stahl. She stops at the elbow. Kicks right wing. And looking on the inside here is going to be Walker. And she'll get it top of the circle here to Baker on the pass. right back out here for Walker. 33 seconds left. They give it off right side for Melissa Baker. Baker, low give and go, gets the ball back. She'll fire the long jumper, no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. Altman and Kuchera battling for the basketball. Alternating possessions, going to give the ball here to the Buffaloes, and checking in for Ravenna is going to be Anna Ripp with 23.9 to go. So the inbounds here for Walker. She'll get it back left side for Micah Stahl, who gives it to Baker. Melissa Baker's got it. Asking for it is Altman from the high post, but they don't pass it to her, so they'll give it out to Baker on that right side. And we got a little hold, a little hand check here on Ravenna. And that's going to set up a one and one. I thought it was already 16,000. This would be 7. Scoreboard still says it's 6, so it must be just a 16 foul, and Gibbons going to inbound underneath their own basket. Stahl bounces it in, and stolen away, and then we're going to have a push. It's stolen, and then Isha Altman trying to get the ball back is going to whistle for the push. So that's going to be 10 fouls on Gibbons. So Ravenna will shoot 2 on the other end with 6.8 to go. And for Altman, that is going to be her second. So Kuchera is going to shoot 2 here. And this one's perfect. She missed 2 earlier in the game. And she'll push that lead back out to 7. Second free throw on the way. Good. On the right side, on the run here, is going to Haley Gonzalez. Check that, not Gonzalez, but Walker. Walker dribbles down the baseline, gets it to Altman in the corner. They defend her well enough that, well, they're going to call a foul at the whistle. They're going to call a foul at the whistle, a 1-and-1. No time left on the clock. And so Altman will be at the free throw line trying to cut into a 23-15 deficit. This is a 1-and-1. And the first one does not earn her the second. It rolled around and no good. So we are now at halftime. The intermission finds Ravenna leading here in Gibbon by a score of 23-15 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Brad's Marine in Hastings is closing, and everything must go. Come in now through December 15th and get huge discounts on skis, vests, tubes, ropes, props, seats, boat covers, and so much more. At this huge savings, now's a great time to stock up on motor oil, and don't forget that there's still great deals on new and used boats. Everything will be sold, and now's the time to buy at a discount at the Brad's Marine Blowout Sale, now through December 15th. Brad's Marine, located at 2411 Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Hey, Nebraska, how would you like to save $50 on your next purchase at Big O Tires? Just mention this ad or bring in the coupon from this weekend's newspaper, and we'll take $50 off any purchase of $200 or more. Save on new tires, brakes, struts, custom wheels, and any auto service. Whatever you may need for safe winter driving. Just mention this ad or bring in your coupon and save $50 today through Christmas Eve. So let the savings begin. Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. We are at halftime. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, at halftime here of the girls' game, 23-15. It is Ravenna on the road with an 8-point lead. over the Lady Buffaloes. Let's give you kind of an idea of what's going on in our network of stations here over the next few days. As always, we have a plethora of high school basketball for you tonight. Minden is at Grand Island Central Catholic on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The girls were set for the same tip-off time as we had tonight, so haven't heard from Doug and what the status is right now with Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic, but the girl-boy doubleheader going on right now. Tomorrow night, Red Cloud will travel to Shelton. We'll have coverage of that game also on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as that one will start around 6:15, so our pregame will start around 6:10 tomorrow for the girl-boy doubleheader. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Pleasanton for Wilcox Hildreth taking on Pleasanton in a Fort Kearney Conference basketball doubleheader. The girls' game is scheduled to tip off a little bit after 6 o'clock for that one. So that's what's going on Classic Hits 98.9 FM over the weekend. And now on Tuesday, Boone Central Newman Grove will be at Minden. We'll have that game for you next Tuesday as well. And then that can't be Tuesday. That's the 15th. And then the 18th, it'll be high school basketball, Axtell and Kennesaw. So the 17th and 18th, we'll have Boone Central, Newman Grove, and Minden, Axtell, Kennesaw on the 17th and the 18th. And, of course, we'll have the Ravenna Holiday Tournament with Centura, Loup City, Overton. Ravenna, of course, we'll have all those games for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here on ESPN 1460, of course, tonight, Ravenna and Gibbon. And then tomorrow, we'll have a Class A Tri-City Showdown as Grand Island will take on Kearney High. The Islanders looking for their first win of the year. Kearney High trying to lick their wounds from a couple of tough losses, losing to Grand Island Northwest and also Lincoln East at home here in the last few days. Interspersed that, a nice win on the road at Papillion-La Vista South, but the Bearcats will host Grand Island tomorrow, and we'll have that game for you. The game is scheduled for a 7:45 tip. We'll have pregame around 7:30 for you tomorrow from Kearney High as the Islanders in town to take on the Bearcats. And then on Saturday, we begin the bowl season. We'll have a plethora of bowl games for you right here on ESPN 1460. We'll have the New Mexico Bowl between Arizona and Nevada. Pregame will start around 11. We'll kick it off at noon. That'll be followed by the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Utah and Toledo at 3:30. And then a great tripleheader in the NFL. These are probably the three best matchups of the day, and we'll have all three of them right here on ESPN. We'll start with the noon game between the Broncos and the Ravens. Pre-game will start around 11:30. That'll be followed by the Steelers and the Cowboys, and then the night game will be San Francisco at the New England Patriots. And then on Monday night, of course, we'll have Monday Night Football for you, the Jets at the Titans. And then on Tuesday, Overton at Kearney Catholic. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. And then on the 20th, we'll begin more of those bowls. Again, the Poinsettia Bowl, BYU and San Diego. Don't forget USHL Hockey, also on our network of stations on the Breeze, 94.5 on Friday and Saturday. They'll be taking on Waterloo at home, and pregame both nights. Well, actually, there's a little bit of a difference here. Waterloo at the Storm, 7:15 will be the pregame on Friday night. Saturday, a little bit earlier start. It'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop, so pregame will start around 6:45. And don't forget, also on Saturday, it's Nebraska finally back in action after really taking time off for finals week. Nebraska will be in Oregon to take on the Ducks. Pregame will start around 2:30. We'll tip it off at around 3:30 on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And then, of course, we'll have a hockey game following that. And then Jacksonville State at Nebraska on the 18th. We'll have pregame on that one starting around 7:05. And, of course, more hockey on the 21st and 22nd. So there's what we've got for you for our schedule of games coming up in the next week or so. And during that time frame, obviously, we'll have a little bit of a Christmas break. And hope you have a very merry and joyous family. Have a very good Christmas from all of us at Platte River Radio. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll total up the numbers for Ravenna and Gibbon. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Take a break from all the hustle and bustle this holiday season and let Godfather's do the cooking for you. For only $21.99, you can feed your family with the Don's Holiday Feast. The Holiday Feast includes a medium the Don pizza, a medium single topping pizza, and our new pumpkin pie streusel made with pumpkin pie filling and our harvest streusel made with old-fashioned oats and icing. Call us at 402-461-0386 for delivery, pickup, dine-in, or drive-through. All of us here at CPI Godfathers in Hastings would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Nebraska, get ready for the Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge. Back at the Buffalo County Expo Arena in Kearney, December 15th. Showtime 7:30. Brought to you by H&H Distributing, JR's Western, Taco John's, New West Sports Medicine, Casey's General Store, Rouse Farm Equipment, Mid-Nebraska Chemicals, and Midway Auto Dealerships. Get your tickets now at JR's Western, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds office, or online at pickmytickets.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. Let's take a look at some of our numbers that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for the hometown team, the Gibbon Buffaloes. Being leading the way for them so far is Micah Stahl. Stahl has 5 points here at intermission, four off the bench by Nisha Altman. She also has a couple of rebounds, 4 points and three rebounds for Melissa Baker, and 2 points for Kate Baker. For Ravenna, a couple of players with five here in the first half. Kaylin Baznett hit a three-pointer. She's got 5 points at intermission. Sienna Long also hit a three. She's got five at intermission. Four for Amy Johnson. Four by Sydney Kuchera. 3 points off the bench for Sarah Ripp. And Anna Ripp with 2 points here at intermission. And again, our halftime score, 23-15. Ravenna with the lead, in part because they forced more Gibbon turnovers, 12 compared to 10 for Ravenna. But the money those turnovers that Ravenna forced turned into fast break points on the other end, and they've also hit a couple of outside jumpers. So just a little bit of everything favoring Ravenna right now, and that's why they have an 8-point lead. They've taken a little bit better care of the basketball. They've gotten a little bit more points out of those turnovers, and they've also shot a little bit better from the outside. And so just a slight edge in those three categories gives Ravenna a 23-15 point lead here at intermission. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Second half, Ravenna will have the basketball to start things off here, plus that 8-point lead, and they'll kick it off left side here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn throws it in the corner for Johnson. Johnson back around to Lockhorn, who gives it to Baznett. Long on that right side asking for the ball. Also Johnson out there. So the five starters for Ravenna are out there right now. Lockhorn gives it between the circles here for Baznett. Gives it left side. Open for the jumper is Johnson. And she'll hit a nice 13-foot jumper. Good ball movement got Johnson open there. And Johnson hits the nice two-pointer. Stahl facing some full-court pressure. We'll give the ball off here for Brown. Brown has the ball knocked back in the backcourt. And now her and Baker are going to work to bring it in the offensive zone. Posting up is going to be cut it back, and they'll work off of that screen and kick it left side here for Kate Baker. Baker will drive, take it off the glass, and she'll score. So it's cut it back, Brown, Baker, Stahl, and Baker out there for Gibbons. So both teams with their starters here to start the second half. Pass up ahead here for Amy Johnson for Ravenna. And with the cut, here comes Lockhorn in the lane. A nice extra pass. Left-handed shot by Sydney Kuchera, as that was great ball movement. And that bounce pass to Kuchera set her up for an easy shot. And it's 27-17. It led by as many as 11. On the dribble here is going to be Baker. Baker is shut off. Great pressure there by Lockhorn. And we've got a foul. A little push whistled over there. So Sydney Kuchera is going to be whistled for a little push there. That's going to be her first foul. It was away from the ball, and she was trying to fight through a screen. Haley Brown's going to inbound it, gets it back on the baseline here for Gibbon. Gibbon off a little screen, still has her dribble. She'll get it out here for Melissa Baker. And we're going to have a reach here on Kaylin Basnett. So two quick team fouls here on Ravenna. Gibbon got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble with their starters in that first half. It's Cutterback and Brown each have three. And Baker, Melissa Baker, has two. Handoff here for Melissa Baker. She's got a nice bounce pass for Cutterback on the baseline. Her jumper's good. First points of the ball game here for Hannah Cutterback. And it comes after a nice bounce pass by Baker. Pass up ahead for Basnett. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by a hustling Harley Brown. 27-19. Ravenna with an 8-point lead and the basketball here fairly early on in the third quarter. Pass right side and long. A little hesitation move thanks to pressure by Harley Brown. And that's going to be a Ravenna turnover. And Gibbon will inbound it. Micah Stahl will get it to Brown. Brown dribbles into the lane. Her jumper no good. Rebounded by Ravenna. And she's able to get it out for Amy Johnson. And going to have a turnover. Called the wrong name. It wasn't Amy Johnson that came up with it. It was Baker, and turnover is going to be on Ravenna. On the inbounds, Ravenna slaps it away. So Long will drop back on defense. Harley Brown's going to inbound it at the end of the Gibbon bench near midcourt, and they'll just toss it in here for Michael Stahl. Gives it right back out for Brown. Brown lobs it down low. Tracking it down is Baker, and Melissa Baker. That was a pretty good hustle play there because they were trying to lob it down for Cutterback, overshot it, but she was able to keep the possession. Now left side, they give it to Baker. Her 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Amy Johnson. Johnson passes up ahead. They get it over here for a long, long shot off glass in transition. No good. Cutterback comes up with a rebound, and she's able to just pass the ball up ahead here for Kate Baker. Resetting the offense here is Brown. They'll give it off left side for Melissa Baker. Melissa gives it right back out here for Harley Brown. 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Baker, and Melissa Baker with the rebound and the bucket. And that'll cut the lead down to six. Pass up ahead here for Long. Long on the baseline, slid to a stop. And we've got a turnover on Ravenna. So the Jays turn it over here. And Gibbon's going to inbound it and face some full court pressure here by Ravenna. They toss it in for Harley Brown. Brown is shut off by Lockhorn, so she'll pass it up ahead here for Melissa Baker. Baker gave it away, now got it back. Top of the key, just flips it out for here for Harley Brown. Brown trying to get a little backdoor cut, gets it to Baker, but it was so weak, Baker had to come back and get it. They give it back out here for Cutterback. Cutterback's going to kick it out for Stahl. Her shot no good. Coming down with the rebound is Amy Johnson for Ravenna, and she'll work it out over here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn on the right side for Anna Ripp, who checked in moments ago. Nice bounce pass in for Sydney Kuchera. And Kuchera gets the bucket and a quick timeout here for Ravenna. 29-21. Ravenna with an 8-point lead. They've got the timeout with 4:26 to go. Gibbon will inbound when we come back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, Ravenna with a quick little timeout here. They lead it 29-21, and they led throughout the basketball game. They've led by as many as 12. Right now their lead is 8 at 29-21 with 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. And Ravenna's going to put a little full-court pressure defense on here. Micah Stahl for Gibbon can run the baseline if she wants to. They're going to give it to Harley Brown. Brown picked up defensively by Lockhorn. And Brown handling the ball nicely, brings in the offensive zone, no problems there. She'll kick it off on that left side. And dribbling along that far sideline there is Kate Baker. Baker kicks it out. Long jumper by Melissa Banker. No good. Rebound by Ravenna. And they're going to outlet it out here for Amy Johnson. So Johnson will help work it up ahead. They get it for Long. And Long lost the ball on the baseline. They're going to say she stepped on the baseline. And so that'll be a turnover on Ravenna. Gibbon will inbound. They get it for Harley Brown. Harley Brown on the bounce. She'll work up against Lockhorn here. Micah Stahl has it. Right side for Baker. Baker's picked up there by Baznett as they're going man-to-man. Quick pass back out here for Melissa. Her long three is short and rebounded by Amy Johnson. And they're going to say it's a held ball. They're going to tie it up. Johnson had it momentarily, and going in there and tying it up is Micah Stahl. And that'll be a turnover here on Gibbon. As we'll move the possession arrow and give the basketball to Gibbon. Now inbound it here for Melissa Baker. Baker drives, and Baker is fouled. They're going to say they got the arm here, but I thought Haley Lockhorn got the block there pretty clean. Great drive to the rack, though, by Melissa Baker, and she's rewarded with a couple of free throws here. And the free throw is up and good. So for Lockhorn, that's going to be her second personal foul. Third as a team here on Ravenna in the second half. So Baker hits the free throw. She's got seven in the game. 7-point lead for Ravenna. And the free throw is good. 29-23. Quickly on the run here is going to be Baznett. Baznett lobs it left side for Lockhorn. Lockhorn from 15 foot. Her jumper no good. Ball's on the ground. Tied up, or is it rebounded? It's a loose ball. Finally coming up with it is going to be Ravenna. And then they lose the ball momentarily. They kick it back out here for Baznett. Rip got the rebound. And now we've got a walk-in underneath as they got it inside for Sydney Kuchera. And Kuchera is going to be whistled for the turnover, the 15th of the game against Ravenna. And Gibbons taking better care of the ball here. Ravenna's turned the ball over four more times than they have here in the third quarter. But they still trail 29-23. Gibbon will try to cut into it here as they've got the basketball. On the bounce is Stone. Stone has it stolen away by Kuchera, and then Kuchera had it knocked away trying to get it back, and we're going to have a hold on Kuchera as she tried to get the ball back. So Ravenna had it momentarily, and then we just swapped turnovers, essentially, is what happens. Baker's got the inbounds. Kate Baker on the dribble. She's picked up there defensively by Sarah Ripp. Baker has that stolen away, and then a double dribble. So we swapped turnovers here. Anna Ripp apparently did not come up with that cleanly, and she's whistled for the double dribble after she made the steal. So Gibbon will inbound. Baker's got it. And she'll lob it for Nisha Altman. Altman will give and go, gives it to Walker. Walker on the baseline, lost it. Nice pass inside for Melissa Baker. Her shot won't fall. It goes out of bounds. And last touched by Ravenna. Anna McGarrell checking into the game a little bit ago, trying to come up with the basketball there. Couldn't, and it goes out of bounds. So Buffaloes to inbound. They toss it in to Melissa Baker. And Baker's pass tipped and off the hands of Anna Ripp and out of bounds. So Gibbon will inbound it again. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass for Baker, and Baker on the sideline, but she makes the catch. So the Ravenna defense does force the Gibbon turnover here. Anna Ripp will inbound here for Baznett. Baznett pass up ahead. Ripp, they've got numbers. Kicking on the right side here is Johnson. Johnson, long jumper, no good. Rebound, saved in underneath. Into the hands of Baznett. Baznett, nice pass inside for Sarah Ripp. Shot won't fall. Coming out of there with it is Stahl here for Gibbon. And she'll slow it down. Now she'll bring it across the timeline. She's picked up man-to-man there by Anna Ripp. They enter it inside. And trying to come up with it is Altman. Altman helps work it back around the perimeter. And we're going to have a timeout here for Gibbon. Right now the Buffaloes not very organized offensively. This is a potentially a big moment if they can score here. They trail 29-23 with 2:02 to go. In the third quarter, they'll inbound it when we come back right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. The Buffaloes down by six. They have never led, but they're going to inbound it here. Micah Stahl to toss it in. And she gets it inside to Nisha Altman, and Altman is able to lay it up and in. A nice set inbounds play. Down to four is the lead. Pass on the right side. Picking it up here is Sarah Ripp. She's thought about the three, but she'll give it to Kaylin Baznett. Baznett will watch traffic cycle through here a little bit. She'll give it at the elbow here for Amy Johnson. Johnson gives it off right side. Sarah Ripp, nice little ball fake. Jumper, no good. Stahl with the rebound here for Gibbon. And she'll let traffic clear, and she'll bring it in the offensive zone. A little bit of pressure here by Anna Ripp. And we're going to have a hand check whistled on Ripp. And that is going to be the third on Ripp. Five as a team on Ravenna. None of them whistled on Gibbon in the first half. Kind of a flip-flop from the first half because the fouls were being called on the Buffaloes in the first half. Gibbon will inbound. That's Stahl. And she'll just lob it in, and it's almost stolen away, but the loose ball is picked up here by Baker. Baker gives it off left side for Stahl. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. And that'll make a one-point ball game, 29-28. Ravenna with the lead and the basketball. They inbound it and almost off the shoulder of Baznett as the ball was knocked out of bounds by Gibbon. Minden right now leading Grand Island Central Catholic in girls basketball, 31-21. A game on our sister station, Classy, it's 98-9. Long pass up ahead to Lockhorn. She can't come up with it. Then it's going to be tied up as Nisha Altman tied up the basketball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna. So Ravenna will not turn the ball over with that long pass up ahead for Lockhorn. So they dodge a bullet here a little bit, I guess. And tossing it in is going to be Ravenna. Ripp will toss it in. They'll give it off here right side for Johnson. Johnson gets it in the corner. Long jumper, no good. Stahl with the rebound. Buffaloes with a chance to take their first lead of the game. And they'll throw it off on the right side here for Kate Baker. Baker facing some man-to-man, has the dribble, and she'll get it off for Michaela Walker. Not a good pass into Walker, and Walker double-dribbled with it. She used one bounce to get control of the basketball, and then she started to dribble again. So that's double-dribble. But that's one of those forced errors. Now, a lot of double-dribbles aren't forced, but that was forced by pretty good pressure there by Ravenna. So the Jays will inbound it. Long tosses it in for Baznett. Baznett dribbles through a double team. So that means they've got numbers. She kicks in the corner. There's Johnson open, and she hits the deuce. So Ravenna hitting the gas just a little bit here and scoring in transition. Micah Stahl kicks in the left corner. With it is Baker, and Baker lost the basketball, and she traveled with it. Trying to get it back. She traveled with it. Again, Gibbon was able to cut an 11-point lead down to one, and now they're down by three, and Ravenna will bring it across the timeline now with 12 seconds to go in the game, in the quarter, rather. Pass on the left side on the baseline. Here is Long. Long being double-teamed, and she'll get it to the elbow for Amy Johnson. Johnson, six-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Altman, and Altman has nowhere to go with it at the buzzer. So three quarters are in the books, and right now Ravenna with a three-point lead. They lead it 31-28. Gibbon will inbound when we come back right after this.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. The Buffaloes will inbound it here. They trail at 31-28 as we start the fourth quarter. And a couple things working in their favor. They are down, obviously, by three, but five fouls have been whistled on Ravenna here in the second half. None on Gibbon. So Gibbon can be very aggressive defensively and not worry about sending Ravenna to the free throw line anytime soon. So Gibbon will inbound. And Baker brings in the offensive zone. She'll get it for Harley Brown. Harley gives it to the elbow to Stahl. Stahl in the lane, lost the ball, gets it over to Cutterback. Cutterback is able to somehow kick it out. And the jumper on the outside is up and good for Melissa Baker. She's got 10 in the game, cuts the lead down to one. And on the inbounds, pretty good pressure. Last touch by Melissa Baker and out of bounds. So inbounding the basketball here is going to be it's into the hands of Baznet. Baznet dribbles against Baker here. We'll kick it off here left side for Lockhorn. Lockhorn gets it in the lane, stepping up is Kuchera. Her shot no good, and it's last touch by one of the Buffaloes and out of bounds as they couldn't come up with a rebound. So Baznet will inbound underneath their own basket. Off of the screen, they get it out for the three-pointer. Johnson, no good. Rebounded by Cutterback. A nice set inbounds play. And then the ball almost stolen away by Ravenna. Almost by Baznet. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. The Buffaloes have never been able to get over the hump. They have never led here in the ball game. They inbound it. Dangerous pass. It is picked up by Gibbon. That's Baker, who actually battled their own teammate with it. Nearly a walk, but it was not. Baker brings in the offensive zone. Gets it off on the left side to Cutterback. Cutterback's going to hand the ball back out for Stahl. Stahl gives it over for Baker. Baker facing a little bit of pressure. Gives it off on the weave here for Baker. And with the jumper is Melissa. Shot no good. Rebounded by Baznet. Baznet has it stolen away. And then Baznet's going to be whistled for the foul, trying to get the ball back. And the Gibbon faithful, including head coach Noah Malsby, shaking his head, saying Baznet had it and lost it because she was fouled. Instead, they're going to call Baznet for the foul, her second, sixth as a team, and they inbound the basketball here for a Cutterback. I thought it was a foul. I thought Baznet was fouled. Pass goes off the hands. Melissa Baker's got it, and she'll give it between the circles here for Harley Brown. Harley Brown has the ball knocked out of her hands. I think that ball was blocked by Baznet, and Ravenna comes up with it after the turnover. Pass up ahead, layup by Lockhorn, hangs on the rim and trickles in. Haley Lockhorn, first 2 points of the ball game, makes it a three-point game here in the fourth quarter. On the run is Harley Brown. Her pass on the inside, it's turned over, and then a foul whistled now on Gibbon. And trying to get it back was Hannah Cutterback, and that is going to be her fourth. First foul of the second half here for any given player, but that is the fourth here on Cutterback. So she's going to come out of the game, I believe, as Nisha Altman does check in. Yeah, Cutterback's going to come out. So Lockhorn will get the inbounds for Ravenna. Long pass up ahead. They get it out here for Anna Rip. Rip works it back to Long. Right side rip. She'll drive. She'll shoot off glass. She'll get the bucket in the foul. Nice little backdoor cut for Anna Rip. And she got the pass from the high post from Haley Lockhorn. One strong dribble. Laid it off the glass. Hit on the arm. And now she is going to shoot to try to finish a three-point play. The foul on Altman is her third. And the free throw, back the iron and no good. Rebounded around. Coming up with the offensive rebound is Johnson. And Johnson will score. That could not have gone any better for Ravenna in that little series right there. Pushes that lead right back out to 7. 37-30, 5:41 to go. Pass almost stolen away, but Sienna Long commits the foul. That's going to be her third. And that's now a 1-1 coming up here for Gibbon. And again, that's one of those things that works in Gibbon's favor here. They're going to be able to score some with the clock turned on. If they can hit their free throws. Kate Baker will go to the line. She's going to have the front end of a 1-1 here. The foul, by the way, on Long is her third. Free throw was good. Five in the game for Baker. Baker's second free throw is good. Pass knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a foul. Nope, I thought they were going to call a foul. Brenda Play was knocked down, but Harley Brown, they're going to just say the ball was off of her. They could have called a ticky-tack foul there, but they did not. Quite frankly, as long as Ravenna inbounds the basketball here, it's going to be an okay call. Ravenna's going to toss it in. Johnson will hand it in to Baznett. Baznett tiptoes down the sideline, brings in the offensive zone. She's now got it in the lane. She's going to kick it out. Penetration here by Anna Rip. She's going to kick it right back out here for Baznett. Baznett skips it over for Johnson. Johnson on the baseline, uses up her dribble, gives it for Lockhorn. They'll kick on the right side for Baznett. Entry pass on the baseline. Shot off glass. Good for Sydney Kuchera, who now has 10 in the game. She got the ball down low, still kind of had to muscle up there a little bit to hit that shot off glass. And it's a 7-point lead here for Ravenna, 39-32. Baker gives top of the circle here for Walker. Walker will give it off on the right side. They're looking inside for cutback. Now they're going to enter it in for cutback. She'll get it to the elbow. Here's a 15-foot jumper by Baker, rolling around and good. So Baker with 8 points in the game, four of those coming here in the fourth quarter. Lockhorn in the offensive zone, gives it on the baseline here for Johnson. They're going to work it back around the perimeter. Right side with it is Anna Rip. She'll dribble, pass in the lane. Strong move again for Kuchera, and give Rip the assist. Kuchera, two more points, and the lead again, 41-37. On the dribble, Michaela Walker. Walker working up against pressure here by Rip, brings in the offensive zone, and we'll get the ball off here for Baker. Baker pressured by Baznett, and we're going to have a block or a hold. They're going to have a hold in there, and so Gibbon will go to the free throw line again. So Lockhorn whistle for the foul. That's your third. Now eight as a team on Ravenna. So this will be a 1-1 coming up here for Baker. Baker's hit a couple of free throws already here in the fourth quarter. The free throw's good here. Barely moved the net. And again, for Gibbon, one of the things working in their favor is they can score with the clock turned on. Free throw good. And a timeout for Gibbon. 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. 41-36, Ravenna with the lead. They'll inbound the ball. We come back right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
High school, the Buffalo is trying to mount a little bit of a comeback. They've cut what was an 11-point lead down to one. Now they trail by five, but Scott Rasmussen calls the timeout. He still has one left here in the final 4 minutes of the basketball game. Lockhorn brings in the offensive zone for Ravenna. Bounce pass on the baseline. Stolen away. Nope, running out of room. Was Micah Stahl, who almost made the steal. Almost. And so Ravenna, leading at 41-36, will inbound underneath their own basket. Lockhorn's going to toss it in. And she's got to shoot her top of the key, and she'll get it out the long. Long, not going to shoot from out there. She's now used up her dribble. She'll give it off left side for Lockhorn. Lockhorn looking at the elbow for Kuchera, but we'll give it between the circles here for Anna Rip. And Rip going to direct traffic a little bit. Gibbon going zone here, a little 1-2-2 zone. Kuchera from the elbow has it. We'll get it back off her on a rip. Back around the perimeter we go. Left side, Amy Johnson. Johnson enters it in. And we've got a foul before the shot. It's going to be whistled on Hannah Cutterback. And that is going to be the fifth and final foul for Hannah Cutterback. She fouls out of the game with 2 points and a couple of rebounds. And she fouls out with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Harley Brown has three fouls whistled against her, three on Nisha Altman off the bench, and that's really the only foul trouble here for Gibbon. They've only been whistled for four fouls here in the second half. Ravenna will inbound it underneath their own basket. As again, Gibbon can play pretty tenacious defense. They've got a couple fouls to give. They lob it in, top of the circle here, to Ravenna's Amy Johnson. Johnson will give it off right side for Rip. Rip gets it down low in the lane. They get it for long. Long shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and I think we're going to have a push whistled here on Ravenna. No, they're just going to say that the ball was out of bounds. They're going to say Ravenna was out of bounds. Boy, I thought I had a foul on a Ravenna player. In any event, they inbound it. Will Ravenna, and they'll get the bucket and the foul. Sydney Kuchera snuck in on the inbounds play. Gets the nice little bounce pass, lays it up and in, and she'll try to finish a three-point play. She's got 14 in the game. And now push that lead back out to 7. The foul going to be whistled on Altman. That is her fourth. So Kuchera, 14 in the game, 6 of them here in the quarter. And she's at the free throw line, and she hits the free throw. So 44-36, 8-point lead with 3:26 to go here. Gibbon needs a bucket. Stahl is going to inbound it. They get it to Harley Brown. Ravenna's going to go full court defense here. Amy Johnson just really token pressure is all against Micah Stahl. Stahl brings in the offensive zone. Used up her dribble. Bounce pass on that left side. And that's Baker. Baker's pass stolen away. Kuchera's got it, and then Kuchera lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So we just swap turnovers here. Kate Baker going to check in. The end of 3. Minden leading Grand Island Central Catholic in girls basketball, 48-29. That game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the inbounds, Harley Brown drives, shot, no good. Amy Johnson with the rebound here for Ravenna, and she'll get the ball up ahead here for Baznett. Baznett's used up her dribble, passes it up ahead here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn on the baseline is going to run into Harley Brown, and Brown is going to be whistled for her fourth personal foul. And that is 5 on Harley Brown. So she's going to foul out of the game here with 2:48 to go. So a couple of starters fouling out of the game here for Gibbon. And Ravenna to toss it in. Baznett gets it off on the right side, thinking about the three, is on a rip, but she decides not to. She'll bounce pass it inside. Strong move here by Kuchera, and Kuchera scoring here again for Ravenna, and she makes it a 10-point ball game. She's got 17 in the game, 9 of them here in the fourth quarter. Left side, Baker for 3, no good. Rebound by Kuchera. Kuchera, long pass up ahead here for Anna Rip. Anna Rip has a shot blocked by Michaela Walker, but then the rebound for Amy Johnson, and she'll get the bucket. And a timeout here for Gibbon. 2:11 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout Gibbon. They trail it 48-36, their largest deficit of the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands throughout the area. Timeout for Gibbon. We'll take a break, and we'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
I almost hate to interrupt the song. All right, they are kind of jumping around on the Ravenna sideline here a little bit. They lead by a dozen here fairly late in the ball game. If Gibbon's going to get things going, they don't have much time to do it. Only 2:11 to go here in the book contest. And Gibbon facing some pressure here. Baker brings in the offensive zone. Basnett, good defense, shuffling around. Ball knocked loose, going to be knocked into the back court. And coming up with it is Gibbon. Kayla Walker lost the ball twice, has to get it back on that left side. And now Baker in the offensive zone. She's pressured by Lockhorn. And another turnover. Here comes Ravenna. They work it up ahead here for Basnett. Basnett gives it left side. Layup by Anna Rip. And so Ravenna kept scratching and clawing, trying to get that turnover, and they finally got Gibbon to turn the ball over, and they turned into points on the other end, their largest lead of the game at 50-36. Between the circles here, with the dribble is going to be Kate Baker. Baker is able to get off left side. Stahl's going to fire a three. It's a little bit short. Rebounds on the ground, and they're going to tie it up. Down on the ground is Nisha Altman to try to get the basketball here for the Buffaloes. Engaged in hand-to-hand combat for Ravenna with Sydney Kuchera. Alternating possessions will give Ravenna the basketball. 84 feet away from their own hoop. Johnson facing that given pressure. And the inbounds pass is going to be knocked away by Kate Baker. So now Ravenna on the other end of the baseline will inbound it. Again, throwing it in here is going to be Amy Johnson. Johnson is able to connect with Anna Rip. And Rip on the dribble. They blew the whistle. And it's because we have a runaway toddler. A runaway toddler. And you know what? Mama's handling it pretty good. That could have been bad. Now we're a little embarrassed. Mama's a little embarrassed. That's okay, though. No harm, no foul. Pass up ahead here. Lockhorn has it. She'll get off on the right side on the drive here. Is on a rip. Rip is going to kick the ball back out for Johnson. Johnson penetrates, but she faced some pretty good defense there, and she turned the ball over. It's going to be a while before Mama lets her go. With a minute to go in the ball game. On the dribble here is Michael Stahl. Stahl gives it up on the left side, and we got a quick jumper. We got a foul. The foul is going to be on Lockhorn. And Stahl on that left side, hit on the arm, and she put up the shot. Will help defense there by Lockhorn. That is her fourth foul. And Stahl will shoot two. First one's back the iron, no good. Score remains 50-36 with 55.8 to go. Johnson's going to come out of the game. In for Ravenna is going to be Santa Long. So it would appear that Ravenna is going to move to 4-1 on the season. Back the iron, shot no good. Try and track it down in the corner. Well, there. It was held for a moment, it appeared, but Basnett comes up with it. We'll give her credit for the rebound. She dribbles through traffic here, and she'll get it on the baseline. Lockhorn's going to drive, and now Lockhorn will shoot free throws. And she was hit. Great penetration there as Ravenna brought it right down the court. That little baseline bounce pass. Lockhorn went right to the rack with it, and she was fouled by Walker. And that is just a second on Walker. But two shots coming up here for Lockhorn. Free throw is good. Gibbons committed now 17 fouls compared to 9 for Ravenna here in the second half. Lockhorn's second free throw. Back the iron, no good. Stahl with the rebound here for the Buffs. She'll bring the offensive zone. Pressured from behind there by Anna Rip. And Stahl gave it away. Now got it back. Fires a three and hits the three. Cuts the lead down to a dozen. Pass up ahead here for Rip. Rip will give it off right side for Long. Back to Rip. She'll give it between the circles here for Basnett. 20 seconds to go in a 12-point ball game, and we've got a reach on Baker. That's going to be her third. And so we stop the clock with 19.5 seconds to go. And Lockhorn's going to go line and shoot a 1-1. Ravenna going to move to 4-1 on the season. Gibbon going to fall to 2-2. Free throw, no good. Stahl with the rebound here. She'll pass it up ahead to Walker. Walker tries to throw it down low, but intercepted by Kuchera. Kuchera up ahead here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn gives it right in underneath for Anna Rip, and Anna Rip misses an easy bunny. Offensive rebound by Kuchera. Couldn't get that shot to fall. Gets another shot after the rebound. Can't get that one to fall, so she gets a couple of late-second offensive rebounds, but the horn sounds, and Ravenna wraps up a 51-39 win here in Gibbon. As we mentioned, Ravenna now 4-1 on the season, and Gibbon falls to 2-2. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And so far, Ravenna, well equipped for this game as they win it 51-39. They led by as many as a dozen a couple of different times. And Gibbon was able to cut it down to not just a one-possession game. They were able to cut it down to 1 point. But Gibbon on their home court tonight never led in this ball game. They trailed at intermission 23-15. They did cut it down to one in that second half, but Ravenna hit some shots down the stretch, took just a little bit better care of the ball than what Gibbon did, and they win this one by a final of 51-39. Let's take a look at numbers here. We'll begin first of all for the Buffaloes. They had a couple players in double figures. Micah Stahl finished with 11 points and 4 rebounds in the game. 10 points and 1 rebound for Kate Baker. 8 points, 4 rebounds for Melissa Baker. Hannah Cutaback, who fouled out of the ball game with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. She finished with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Harley Brown fouled out of the game with 2:45 with no points. And Nisha Altman off the bench had a solid performance off the bench. She finished with 6 points and 3 rebounds. For Ravenna, who now are 4-1 on the season, they were led by Sydney Kuchera. Kuchera with 17 points in the ball game, 13 of those in the second half, and 9 of those in the fourth quarter when they really needed her, as they went to Kuchera down the stretch, and she finished with 17. 10 points for Amy Johnson. Kuchera, by the way, also with 8 rebounds as well. Amy Johnson, nearly a double-double. She had 10 points and 8 rebounds as well. 5 points for Sienna Long and a rebound. 5 points, 5 rebounds for Kaylin Basnett. Haley Lockhorn, 3 points and 3 rebounds. 6 points and 1 rebound for Anna Rip, and 3 points and a couple of rebounds for Sarah Rip. Ravenna led at halftime 23-15. They led after 3 quarters 31-28, and they win this one by a final of 51-39. And as we take a look at the schedule, and I'm stalling here just a little bit because I have to find where my schedule's at. Coming up next will be to be determined for Ravenna in the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament, as that'll be on the 17th and 18th, so they will not see action until the 17th and 18th Will Ravenna. For the Ravenna girls anyway. Next up for Gibbon, they'll travel to Adams Central, and they're going to play there on Saturday night. So that's what's next here for the Lady Buffaloes, who fall to 2-2. Ravenna now 4-1 on the season. They've started the clock here for the boys' game. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll begin our pregame for Ravenna and Gibbon in boys' basketball. So we're going to step away. Once again, the final of our girls' game, it was 51-39, Ravenna with the win over the Lady Buffaloes. We'll turn our attention to the guys when we come back in about 10 minutes.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.